2014 was the year the United Kingdom decided to stay united.
Scotland says yes! Scotland says no!
Today, a referendum is taking place in Scotland to decide on whether or not we should leave the United Kingdom.
This is our opportunity of a lifetime, and we must seize it with both hands.
It's historical.
300 years coming, eh?
I'm not going to vote yes. I'm not that soft.
No doubt, I'm voting yes.
You know, it's a big debate coming up. People have got strong views.
Let's keep our UK pension. Let's keep our UK pound. Let's keep our UK passport. Let's keep our UK welfare state.
It's 8 o'clock, live from Edinburgh. Scotland is staying in the UK. 55% of people have rejected independence.
The people of Scotland have spoken. They have kept our country of four nations together.
I'm so proud to be a Scot. I'm so proud to be British.
Really, really deeply, deeply, deeply depressed.
This would have been our only opportunity.
I think the party, parliament and country would benefit from new leadership.
I'm focused on winning those extra powers that were promised to the people of Scotland.
Millions of people spent months listening to the trial of one of the most famous sportsmen in the world. Oscar Pistorius.
Count against the accused, count one, is one of murder.
How do you plead?
Not guilty, my lady.
And I sat over Reva and I cried. She wasn't breathing.
My lady, the bat made a physical match with a dog in this position.
I don't understand why you plead not guilty. I don't. You just don't want to take responsibility.
I didn't have any way of defending myself without my prosthetic legs on. So I ran for my firearm.
That's not true.
On count one, Meda read not guilty. Instead, he is found guilty of culpable homicide.
A Malaysia Airlines plane is missing with 239 people on board.
It is the not knowing that has left the relatives in such turmoil.
Until there's proof that Philip is dead, I refuse to believe it. I mean, he's such a fighter.
Today is day 38 of the search.
We have now entered day 43.
MH370's final resting place is now thought to be somewhere in the southern Indian Ocean.
The search will always continue.
Breaking news, a Malaysian passenger plane has crashed in Ukraine near the Russian border.
It's close to the village of Snezhnaya, which is where there has been ongoing fighting.
A Malaysian aircraft had been shot down, not an accident. Blown out of the sky.
All 298 people on board died, including 10 Britons and 80 children. This woman has been to lay flowers at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam.
It's just unfair what's happened, and these people don't deserve it.
Ukraine had already been in the headlines over the previous few months.
Independence Square is burning tonight, and in it they're singing the national anthem. The trouble began after a delay on a parliamentary debate about reintroducing the 2004 constitution.
Shots are fired as Russian and Ukrainian forces come face to face in Crimea.
The following months, Russia annexed the peninsula.
This is an incursion and a land grab.
Parts of England had their wettest January since records began more than 100 years ago.
So you've got a boat up there, get your bags on, and then get you guys on.
There's no other way apart from being airlifted out.
Villagers want the Environment Agency to help.
The rivers and the reams haven't been dredged for 20-odd years.
Mr Cameron, get your waders on. Get down here now.
What is it that you think needs
doing right now? We need men. We have been... First of all, we need sandbags. We need sandbags.
Okay.
We have had...
Okay.
Just let me finish.
It's just devastating. Devastating. It should never have happened. And it's going to happen again. I know it.
The terrorist group known as ISIL must be degraded and ultimately destroyed. This group has terrorized all who they come across in Iraq and Syria. So the United States of America will work with a broad coalition to dismantle this network of death.
And we will go to Iraq in a few days and we will fight there, bismillah, and come back. And we will
a video has emerged of what is claimed to be British jihadists said to be fighting for ISIS, appealing to Western Muslims to join them.
The blood of David Haynes was on your hands, Cameron. Alan Henning will also be slaughtered, but his blood is on the hands of the British Parliament.
Anyone in any doubt about this organisation can now see how truly repulsive it is.
You must be a monster.
to do something like that.
I am declaring the current outbreak of Ebola virus disease a public health emergency.
And this is the first time that we've ever seen an outbreak like this.
We are calling on the international community to come and support the ministry.
British Ebola patient William Pooley has been discharged from hospital in London after being treated with experimental new drug ZMapp.
People that I've seen dying horrible deaths, really.
We were given rare access inside one of the few operating Ebola quarantine wards.
You can imagine how nervous the actual patients are.
There are twice as many patients as this centre was built for. So many sick, they're sharing beds in the open air. Here they seem to be just waiting for death.
This is a particularly pernicious illness because it renders humans untouchable. We should gather the pop crowd together again and do our thing.
The third Gaza war in a decade lasted for 50 days. More than 2,000 Palestinians died, many of them children, and it left hospitals struggling to cope.
A woman cries for her injured mother. A man arrives with serious injuries in a vegetable truck. This is a hospital close to the front line.
67 Israeli soldiers died in the fighting, including this woman's son.
We are burying our children. We must talk.
The Sydney cafe siege is over.
Heavy gunfire erupted as police stormed the building. It happened 17 hours after the standoff began.
There was one guy walking around with a hat and a beard.
A woman just shouted out, he has a gun.
Two hostages were killed along with the hostage taker.
2014 didn't always go smoothly for our political leaders.
But it should never have been that close.
It wasn't.
David Cameron was picked up on a microphone, revealing the Queen purred down the line when he called to tell her the result of the Scottish referendum. Labour leader Ed Miliband had some image issues.
You can find people who are more square-jawed, more chiselled, who look less like Wallace.
He also forgot to mention the deficit in his main conference speech, while Nick Clegg appeared close to tears after a terrible Lib Dem performance in the European elections.
It is gutting. It's heartbreaking, frankly. It's been a huge setback.
No such problems for this man, though.
And it is an earthquake in British politics. It is a remarkable result. And it does have, I think, profound consequences.
Nigel Farage and UKIP made big gains in the local council elections and topped the poll in the European vote. Two Tory defectors became the party's first MPs and their leader celebrated.
I'll go repine.
He was a much-loved TV star, but he's now in jail for a string of indecent assaults.
Rolf Harris has habitually denied any wrongdoing, forcing his victims to recount their ordeal.
Harris abused his daughter's friend over 16 years, as well as two teenagers and a young autograph hunter.
My sister has had only 8 years of her life without this incident going round in her head.
He will now forever not be known as the lovable entertainer. He will now be known as Rolf Harris, the sex abuser.
The European Space Agency made what it called a big step for human civilization in November when it successfully put the Philae lander on a comet that was hurtling through space.
The probe touched down after a tense 7-hour descent from the Rosetta mothership, marking the end of a decade-long mission.
We're over the moon, we're round Earth, we're round Mars, and we got to a comet.
Hollywood was in mourning in August.
The male subject has been identified as Robin McLaurin Williams.
The Mrs. Doubtfire star took his own life, his wife revealing he was in the early stages of Parkinson's. The same month saw the passing of another movie legend.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Richard Attenborough was 88. Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman was just 46. We also said goodbye to model Peaches Geldof, TV star Linda Bellingham and actor Bob Hoskins, as well as comedians Joan Rivers.
You're talking to a lady over here!
Rick Mayall.
Hands up, who likes me?
And Roger Lloyd Pack.
All right, Dave.
Northern Ireland lost firebrand politician Ian Paisley.
Never! Never!
And a freak bouncing ball took the life of Australian cricketer Philip Hughes.
So rest in peace, my little brother. I'll see you out in the middle.
She was always approachable. You could always go to her, you could always speak to her.
She's never meant anything wrong to anyone. She's a brilliant teacher.
A member of teaching staff having been stabbed at Corpus Christi Catholic College. The alarm was raised by students in the school, some of whom witnessed the offence.
Anne Maguire was a wonderful, caring individual.
Trian Diwani has walked free after a judge found the prosecution's case was full of contradictions and inconsistencies.
The accused is found not guilty on this charge.
Roy Hodgson had to endure a difficult summer.
For the first time in 56 years, England have failed to qualify from the first round of the World Cup.
They're not good enough.
I can't say that I didn't see it coming.
I'm still hurting very bad. I'm broken from what's gone on.
We're disappointed, of course, for ourselves because we so much wanted to do better.
Germany humiliated hosts Brazil 7-1 on their way to winning the competition, but the tournament will be remembered for another standout moment.
Luis Suarez is facing another biting allegation.
There's only so many times you can stick up for him, he's going to get a big man.
Scotland hosted the Commonwealth Games.
Glasgow put on a show, the city embraced it, and here it went down a storm.
It was a record-breaking medal haul for Scotland.
It's something I will never forget. I'll remember those moments for the rest of my life.
England grabbed the most, though, and at the Winter Olympics, Lizzie Yarnold got a skeleton gold. After 13 years, British troops left Afghanistan.
The secret mission to airlift the last 950 British and American troops out of Camp Bastion.
A 13-year campaign, and it's all over, and we're out.
Send an era.
One of this year's most iconic images was the 888,246 ceramic poppies placed at the Tower of London. A schoolboy got the chance to plant the last one.
I was nervous, definitely. I'm still nervous now.
Each poppy was to remember every British and colonial death during World War I, which started 100 years ago in August. Throughout the year, commemorations took place across Europe, a chance, a century on, to remember fallen heroes.
The world would have changed if the people in the past had not done their bit.
To remember the people who went before us and the sacrifices they made.